I'm Kate Casey with Capital News Service, a student-run news organization with the University of Maryland, and you are listening to the Washington Bullpen's newest series on the Mueller investigations. The special counsel investigation, headed by former FBI Director Robert Mueller, looks into the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The investigations began in May 2017, just months after the election, and it has been combined with existing FBI investigations into members of Trump's campaign and administration. The investigation includes the possibility Donald Trump had been a part of interference or had known about it in some form.
Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard.
Up until now, the investigation has resulted in over a dozen indictments for federal crimes and at least 8 guilty pleas or convictions. Many of those convicted had once been loyal to Trump, speaking highly of him publicly and denying the need for the investigations.
The president must have the tools to deal with all threats to this country and must have the guts to put them into action whenever necessary. And Donald Trump is that leader.
However, as these convictions continue, the American people are left with more questions than answers about what exactly the Mueller investigations have found thus far. The investigations began after one of the first scandals of the administration in February 2017, when Donald Trump fired his national security advisor, Michael Flynn, for allegedly lying to members of the Trump administration about his contacts with Russia. A few months later, FBI Director James Comey was fired, and in his departure, he said that President Trump asked him to drop the investigation into Michael Flynn's ties with Russian officials. This called for a potential obstruction of justice against the president for wanting to interfere with an FBI investigation. In these phone calls, Flynn had been talking to Russian ambassador to the United States, Sergei Kislyak, about American sanctions against Russia regarding potential interference with the presidential campaign. According to Vice President Mike Pence and other members of Trump's administration, Flynn had been in contact with officials from various nations about political matters and not just Kislyak.
That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be, and he didn't just call Russia. He called and spoke to both ways. I think there were 30 some odd countries. He's doing the job. You know, he was just doing his job. The thing is, he didn't tell our vice president properly, and then he said he didn't remember. So either way, it wasn't very satisfactory to me.
One day after Flynn's resignation, the New York Times reported that multiple Trump campaign aides had worked with Russian officials beyond just Flynn. We will discuss those names in the following episodes.